Well, this is the annual update on cases decided since we met last year, and I'm scheduled to speak for 75 minutes. Now, that's a very long time, especially when it immediately follows an excellent hour-long presentation on ethics. So if you feel like getting up to leave to get coffee, go to the restroom, or just bored, don't hesitate to get up and leave. My students do that all the time. I'd like to start with a few comments about the cases. First, the update includes basically cases involving issues that I thought were representative of the subject matter of most current litigation. That was the basis of my choice of which cases to discuss out of dozens and dozens and dozens of possibilities. Second, quite a few cases have not yet become final or released for publication. So the result in some of these may change or may already have changed. Finally, I have greatly oversimplified both the facts and the issues in many of the cases, and I've done that to highlight the principal issues of interest to oil and gas practitioners. Now, some of you who were involved in some of these cases may well recognize that I have restated the facts from what they actually were, but again, that's to simplify the case